Hi there, thank you for joining me. I do apologize about this very cold coffee. I think I'm just apologizing to myself there. Thank you for joining me brand new in the year 2022. We did cross the other side, and I am all the more sure that we're just going to be kicking it and doing something amazing. I am recording these podcasts or this podcast, and I'm going to be looking at doing more podcasts. So what the goal would be for me, as I mentioned previously in the last year, was to continue with these, but also to see if I can slot in another one which allows me to collaborate with a bunch of other folk that are related to the social enterprise world. And I think this first podcast is going to be a little bit more of an introduction to me and what I do and how I do it, but also if you've not heard that from me, which you might not have for a long time, then I'm just going to sort of let you know sort of who I am, what I do, as if it's a fresh new year and a fresh new podcast, which it isn't for us. It's just a fresh new year. And previously last year, I was growing this journey of 2020 where I was doing social enterprise and delivering workshops. And a big chunk of my income. I'm sort of becoming more, I want to say not accessible, that's the geeky term, but more just more transparent and open about who I am, what I do. I sort of care less about the fact that I am good at doing certain digitals and what I'm not good at and what I keep playing with. And if you've not heard about different tools that I've tried, then I suggest you go back on a whole bunch of podcasts, right from data and privacy through to Canva and all sorts of stuff. And I think what's really important for me is just to remain to be like that. So my income stream is based around the fact that I was making money doing these social enterprises workshops, but I also have this other sort of part-time role. And that's a big chunk of my income, but I also get other work from delivering various workshops. So a lot of the talks that I've done previously last year did provide a synopsis, a very short 10-minute version of the 2 3-hour kind of workshops that I run, and they would vary on topics. And some of the topics that you will hear through this year, some of the topics that you might hear from if and when I get around to collaborations, which has not begun in planning. So if and when that happens, the conversations will be around digital and talking about strategy, about websites, e-commerce, digital divides, how people cope and manage, product management tools, and just lots of different interesting digital aspects of how about the digital version of whatever that business is and why or how digital might impact on it. And that's very similar to the tone I take with a lot of businesses that I work with. I also do offer a number of other packages. And I'm really sorry if you think this is an upsell. It's really not. This is supposed to be just an overview on sort of what I do. So I'm quite transparent. And I think what I've sort of missed out there in that year 2020 was that I've acquired a number of other clients who have bought my time as if I am a website domain host kind of service. And I packaged it around that £250 mark because that's what people would pay on average for 1 year for their website. And yet within that time, I would have a number of touch points where I'm able to talk to those individuals, those businesses, and those clients. And give them that knowledge on their terms almost. And I'm sort of a little bit behind in some, a little bit ahead in some, and some are still at the early stages. So there's lots of different things to mash up together, especially if you include the fact that I do have a very digital capacity role in education. And I think for me, I'm really pleased with the fact that I am not just self-employed, because often the trap that I fell down with being self-employed was that I struggled to connect with people that could support me and help me because I was already doing digital work and I wanted to almost test out these different things. So now what I bring to the forefront is the fact that I'm able to test stuff through Tea and Toast. I'm able to deliver and test things through my job description, but also having this job description with Tea and Toast versus that part-time job. And then now offering all of that knowledge, which is very, very real, but offering all of that in a very honest way, just open-handed, just to those clients that pay that retainer fee almost for developing their website throughout the year and touching base with them at various points. And I think that has been a success, in the sense that the short few that I've had have really needed it and wanted it and excelled in so many ways. And I think that moving forward, just that knowledge that you've got someone there is really helpful. And I really wish I had that. And I think that's something that I'm pleased that I'm offering. And I'm exclusively offering that to social enterprises. So social enterprises are really important in understanding how we might shape this world that we live in, because of the fact that people are more aware of being green, recycling, ethically just supporting the communities and local communities that might be near us or further afield, and how we're making our impact for a better world. And I think there's still some resistance by, well, there's still a lack. I don't know what it is, but there is this general feeling of businesses and brands that are very large, big, multinational kind of companies who still take the profits, essentially, rather than taking X amount of profits and really honestly and impactfully giving them out. And I think a lot of those companies don't necessarily buddy up with grassroots communities, for example. And I think that's a shame. So I think social enterprises has a great need in and has a great role to play in our role in society. And I see myself as an enabler in digital to try and bring that forward. So I feel like I'm giving an overview of what these podcasts are about, but also an overview of what has happened in the past. So hopefully that paints a lovely picture for you. And some of the future podcasts that I've got that would regularly load out on Tuesdays and Thursdays would be, yes, you did hear that right, podcasts are out twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday. I don't know how I manage it, but I do somehow. And I think that the first few podcasts will be sort of related to, again, me just not knowing what I'm going to talk about. I just come to the camera or to the microphone, as it were, not to the camera, and I talk about honestly the different things that I've experienced. So some of the things that I've got earmarked that I've literally just taken a note to are this age-old argument of PC versus Mac and just some new stuff that I've been facing. Also, there might be a return to YouTube, but there might be a while before I leave that, because YouTube and video hasn't been my strongest. And if you're wondering why or how and what I've been through, then feel free to dive through my previous podcasts. But there's all sorts of iterations of experiences that I have with editing or creating video. And I think I will get around to it, in the sense that I will get to it this year, hopefully. But I'm yet to get a camera. So the last couple of podcasts in 2021, in December, were about those kind of things, which were really, really, really helpful. Some of the things I've noticed that I do that I'm going to revisit are things like Trello, Planner, productivity tools. I say productivity tools, but actually it's just tool. So one of the things I want to be talking about next is Trello versus Planner. And some of the things that I'd like to talk about are e-commerce, and I'm going to give that a shot. And as always, I won't be planning these conversations. I'll just make a note now, and then I'll come back to them at the time and just discuss my thoughts on them and what my plans are. And I think as the year progresses, what we should see is that you might see me implementing and starting some of these things. So really, really helpful. Google Search Console, I need to write down, because I have recently done some new work on Google Search Console. And this is information that'll probably actually get developed and added to some of my search engine optimization workshops and digital the best digital practices kind of workshop that I offer as well. So some of this content that I'm giving you on podcast is completely free. And it does develop that understanding for some of you that might have been on the podcast as well. A couple of different things that I'm going to also be talking about coming up this month in January are Anchor being the podcast service that I use, how I use it, why I use it, just different browsers. But actually that did paint another picture. I'm looking at another bullet point that I've wrote down there about browsers and different browsers, and just to review some of the old things I've talked about browsers, but actually I've changed some of those thoughts or processes that I work with those browsers with. So I think that'd be helpful to touch base with you on how I've changed and why. And that's kind of it. I feel like at that point, I would have covered a great deal of great bits of info that would stem across the whole of January. So that's going to be a fun January. So if you haven't already, then please do consider liking, subscribing, and you can, if there is comments here, then you can do that. But I really try and get people to comment me on Twitter at tea and toast. That's tea, what you drink, and then toast, what you eat. The number of times that I've done that when you call like a utilities bills company and you don't give them a Gmail, Outlook, whatever, and you kind of go, my email address is teaandtoast.org. And they look at you like, really, what? And they expect me to spell it out. It's really quite weird. But anyway, I digress. So I just want to say a big thank you for listening to me for this first podcast, because it is slightly delayed, but I felt like I needed that break and that slight adjustment. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. Jump on ahead and enjoy past podcasts as well as the future ones if you're going to subscribe. Take care. Until next time, see you soon.